It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, we've wrapped up the first week of trading for the month of March, and we brought in officially a mixed performance to the grains. It started off kind of rocky, but we were able to claw our way back and finish with losses in the wheat and mixed performance in corn and beans. When we return from the break, we'll talk about the week's performance.
2024 was a year of extremes, a cool and wet spring and a hot and dry fall. We've had a chance to reflect on what worked and what didn't. Did your marketing plan help you market grain? Did your crop insurance levels limit your risk and help you maximize profits and help take the sting out of a tough season? Martinson Ag will tailor a policy that protects your operation. Call the professionals at Martinson Ag today and let us help you design a strategy that works for you. Protect your future today with Martinson Ag.
Well, the first week of trading for March brought in a little bit of something for everybody. We started off on the defense because of the expectation of tariffs, 25% tariffs being put on Canada and Mexico. But by the end of the week, those tariffs were put on hold for another month because of the USMCA trade agreement and because of some negotiations that are taking place last minute. And that helped delay the implementation of the 25% tariffs against Canada and Mexico. We still did see the 10% tariffs go against China and then also in a few other markets that were not covered by the USMCA in Mexico and Canada. But for the most part, they were delayed, and that helped bring the support back into the marketplace. You know, we continue to see, harvest advancing down in South America. That's kind of keeping a little bit of lid on the soybean market, but their basis levels continue to widen, and that's helping improve our price up here in the U.S. Of course, with the tariffs off, that means we saw a little bit of exports come into play as well, so that helped to support the markets later in the week. Weather in the southern plains is starting to turn a little bit concerning, and that added some support to the wheat market. But by the time the week wrapped up, we did see the wheat markets finish a little bit on the lower side, with Minneapolis down close to 4 to 5 cents, while Chicago was down 3 to 4, and we did see 8 to 9 cent losses in Kansas City. As far as corn, it rallied back to finish steady to down only a quarter cent for the week, while we did see soybeans finishing about 1 cent lower for the week. A pretty good performance when it was all said and done. Soybean meal actually finished up $3 to $4. Soybean oil was down 70 cents. And canola finishing down $4 to $6. And the meats, we had a tremendous performance in the meats. Rallying back up to the high end of the trading range in the live cattle market, breaking into new highs in the deferred feeder cattle contracts. But we did see live cattle gain over $7 for the week. Well, we saw $2 to $5 gains in the feeder cattle market. Hogs even finished up close to $3. Outside markets, crude oil down $2.50. Gold was up $60. The big news, the dollar, which helped our exports a little bit, was down over almost 4 full cents. And we saw 1,000-point losses in the Dow.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.